because I watch his TV show all the time. And that, of course, is Little Dicky, who's kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. And he is joining us here today on behalf of Mountain Dew. Dave, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So I'm a big fan of yours for many reasons.
Okay.
You clearly have such a unique voice. I know you're a big Philadelphia sports fan, and we have that connection since I lived in Philly for 7 years. So I got to put you on the spot right out of the gate.
Sure.
Favorite cheesesteak place?
I loved, and I don't know if it's closed.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's still open somewhere, but the spot where I actually went all the time, I went last time and it wasn't there. Steve's Steaks.
Oh, yeah, Steve's Prince of Steaks.
I love the cheese fries.
Okay.
And the crushed ice with the cherry soda. And of course, the cheesesteak. But last time I went on South Street, COVID.
I think they've closed some locations.
But they have other locations.
Yeah.
Steve's Prince of Steaks.
My favorite is Mama's.
I never had Mama's. Never had it.
Oh, delicious. It's a hidden gem.
I got to go.
It's definitely one of the top cheesesteaks. D'Alessandro's, obviously.
Yeah.
Big fan is yours. How do you get your cheesesteak? Just Whiz-Wit or American cheese provolone?
It depends on the location. I don't like onions, so there will be without every time.
And okay.
It'll be Whiz or American, depending on the type of Whiz and American they carry.
Yeah.
I probably would start with Whiz and see how I feel about the Whiz, but I do love American cheese. Like, a nice wet American cheese is great.
Mm. Yeah, it's crazy because every cheesesteak place, I could order the cheesesteak differently because you know the ins and outs of what they do best.
Exactly. Sometimes you need to go extra cheese.
Yeah.
You know,
like, you're not wrong.
Yeah. So.
Or double meat sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, you're right. You got to feel for it. It's like anything in life. You go, you experience it, and you adjust.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the Eagles.
Okay.
10-1.
Yeah.
I know that there were some flaws with the team, but when you're 10-1 coming off a Super Bowl loss, very impressive.
Yeah, you feel good at that point.
And then, man, holy crap, what happened down the stretch?
Well, look, to be fair, even their 10-1 was like a head-scratching 10. Like, it felt like they were just like barely winning games, and especially coming off of last, it just never felt like they put four quarters together the entire year. Look, honestly, I got to say, I really think this whole season is total. It's a pure example of how important coordinators are in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Two of our coordinators go on. They're head coaches in the NFL. I think Shane Steichen, you see, like, he's like
Colts,
a great coach. And, like, you lose someone like that, it matters. It has an impact. I think we've taken strides by firing those two coordinators. And maybe they, you know, are unfair scapegoats. But something had to change. Like, it felt like they were just treading water and not adjusting. And so I'm excited to see Kellen Moore in there. I'm excited to see Vic Fangio in there. And I think they made the right moves because they have the roster still.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like talent-wise, like, wow, what a team. So I in no way think that this is like a rebuild mode team. I think they're a contender next year immediately.
You know how important leadership is.
Yeah.
Everyone's calling the coach into question. And now I think that coaching in the NFL, you got to be a player's coach, but you can't be a doormat. I just don't know if Sirianni can get that locker room back in order. That's a big concern.
Yeah, but if you watch the interviews and you see when they are asked, like, what do you think about this? They all really rush to his defense. You know what I mean? I know they have to.
Right? But, like, how genuine is that?
It feels genuine. As an actor, like, I'm like, yeah. I really try to watch it.
We should bring you on in season to just tell us what is bull bleep and what's not with these coaches.
Yeah. I don't know. I was skeptical of Sirianni from the moment they hired him. I was like, who is this man? And what is he talking about with plants watering?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what's going on here? But
the
but they really respond to him. And he really had, like, look, they've always been on an upward trajectory except this past year. And any guy that he's the CEO of the team, like, he's bringing in the right people typically, you know. Don't forget, his original hires were all like, boom, head coach, like Super Bowl caliber team. You got to give a guy credit for that. So
how did you, just wondering, find your voice? Because it's so unique. And not only find your voice, but you have now had so many people just in the show with Brad Pitt, Justin Bieber, Drake, all really believe in your vision and what you're kind of saying.
Look, you know, it's still to this day a dream come true when I think about those names you just mentioned. Like, they're icons, you know, people that you grow up being like, they're at the top of the mountain of anything that they have ever tried to do. They are that. And for them to believe in me and collaborate with me truly is like the most validating experience of my life. How did I find it? Honestly, I was just like a funny kid that everyone like laughed at my jokes, and like I would just get constant feedback wherever I went. They'd be like, you're the funniest guy I've ever met. And I thought to myself, I don't think all these comedic heroes of mine, like Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen, Larry David, began as anything more than everyone's funny friend.
It's so funny you say that, because my best friend, he goes by the rap name Eyes and Ears.
Okay, and, cool name, Eyes and Ears.
Right?
Yeah.
And his like first song that he did when we were like in middle school and I was into radio, so I would help you know, kind of put together the songs and everything with my other friend, Jordan. And it was about like mini waffles and Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
And when we watched Dave, we're like, this is what our friend Alex wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Honestly, it's like kind of, and that's what I like to do in my art is, look, everyone has a dream or a goal, you know, no matter what it is. Maybe it's not being a rapper, but it's something. And sometimes it feels fully impossible or like really difficult to achieve that dream. And I just like inspiring people to go for it. And, you know, I always... It's kind of corny, but a phrase, it's not that corny. Like a phrase that I really live by is like, I could live with failure. I can't live with what ifs. You know, I would never have been able to sleep at night if I didn't try to go for it, because I would have been like, well, what would have happened if I tried to be a rapper? Like maybe like, you know, and now look at me. I just did a thing with Brad Pitt and Drake. So
insane.
And whatever your thing is, like, don't like the only way you're going to do it is by really believing it. So just go for it.
And the other thing that I love is you've made it. And then you try to help other people too. Your relationship with Gata.
Yeah.
And how you kind of used that platform to get his message out on Dave was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, all credit goes to Gata. I mean, the man, he's been an inspiration to me behind the scenes for like since 2014, so about 10 years now.
Wow.
And I like have been, you know, prior to the TV show, I still was doing shows, tours with Gata. We're living life. And he was constantly like inspiring me and making me feel good enough as a rapper to like go do certain things, and always being in my ear to be like, no, you are like, you are great. And it's an honor and a thrill to be able to, like, because I've always, you meet this guy and he oozes greatness. Before he was famous, like anyone would meet him and be like, who the hell is that guy?
Right?
That guy feels like a celebrity. You know what I mean? So I'm just honored to be the guy that can help him get all the credit that he's always deserved this whole time.
Talking a little dicky right now. I was reading the other day that we don't know if we're getting a season 4. Dave, what's cooking
there?
Well,
we're taking a break. You know, the show is...
Was that your call?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very hard to make the show. I love it. I love it with all my heart. But from, like, the point of starting a season to the point of ending it, it's like a year and a half long journey where, like, you know, I'm so hands-on and involved in every phase. So I'm in the writer's room every day. I'm in every scene when we're shooting it. I'm a big part of the scout. I direct and scout and do all the things. And then... when it's done being shot, then that's where my real work comes in and editing it and, like, you know, all the scoring. And it's like a huge thing. My name's on the line. You know, it's called Dave. It's something I care about, every single detail. And there's so many micro decisions to make. And I just thought, you know, we just did something with Brad Pitt and Drake. Like, the show is kind of at like a great pause point moment where, because there's so many other things I want to do in my career. And I just want to have that. It's hard to, like, even music. I haven't even had time to work on an album in the last like 5 years because the show takes up so much of my time.
From faking your death in the show to the sleepaway camp scenes, we talked about it. You had Justin Bieber, Drake, Brad Pitt. It goes on and on and on. What's your favorite episode so far?
Great question. I've never even been asked this question in an interview.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, wow.
Now, I would say, historically, we have 3 seasons. My favorite episodes can all be found in the 9s and 10s. Like, season 1, 9, 10, season 2, 9, 10, season 3, 9, 10. I feel like, you know, I really pride myself on 9s and 10s, probably particularly 10s. But kind of my favorite episode in my heart is probably episode 9, season 2, where I go to Rick Rubin's.
Oh, yeah.
The reason behind that, beyond it being a great episode, is just it felt like the first time I, like, really took, like, a big tonal departure. Like, it... isn't like a what previously was a standard episode of Dave, and like I thought, I want this to feel like a Stanley Kubrick film, you know, like just it felt like a different vibe. And it took a risk because I was like, I know I can make a standard episode of Dave in a really good way. I don't know if I can pull this off. And then when I pulled it off, I was like, I can do anything. And that gave me the confidence in season three. Like, every episode is like a different version of a different type of short film, whether it's like a epic wandering the desert thing or like we're trapped in a hurricane and it's like a horror episode. Like, I really like wanted to branch out genre wise and I think episode 9 season 2 gave me the confidence to like go for different types of tones.
So the finding your love storyline, let's tie that into this Super Bowl. Your thoughts of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? I think it's awesome.
I love it. Look, it first off, it makes America as a whole feel like high school or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it like warms the heart of of America and maybe even the world. Like, I think anyone who approaches their relationship with hate is probably just a hater. You know,
yeah,
like,
I'm with you.
They just seem they just seem very likable people. Like, Travis, I've you know, I don't really know him well, but he seems like the coolest guy ever, and he's been the coolest guy ever, and he's been the best ever for like a decade. You know, and she has obviously, like, she's like the new Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? Like, what she's doing is historically unprecedented, and she seems like I've never met her, but she seems like an incredibly smart, driven, ambitious woman. And I respect her.
It's so funny. Who you are in the show,
yeah.
You are in real life.
I remind you of Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. Sure. If that wants to be the headline, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, have you... A lot has changed in your life.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you have changed individually? You've always been the same person that you've always been?
I feel like I'm very similar to how I've always been. There's no real... I mean, you know, you age and grow up and you... You know, there... But beyond that, I feel like, no, I think if you talk to anybody who's close with me, they would say that, you know, fame hasn't changed me in any way. And that's because I probably always believe these things about myself. So when I do achieve them, it's like, I don't want to say no big deal, but it's like what I always knew was going to happen.
Sixers, I know Embiid's hurt. Is that season pretty much over?
I would never say the season's pretty much. I got to see what the recovery. I mean, if Embiid is out for the playoffs, they're not going to win anything.
Yeah, hot take.
Yeah, but it seems as though there's still hope that he could come. My main goal, it's crazy. Like, he just, the amount of times he's not healthy in the playoffs, I would be totally fine with him. I would rather be like the 7 seed and he's back 100% than be like the 1 seed and he just got hurt right before the playoffs, like last year.
Tell me a little bit about what you're doing today with Mountain Dew.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if you're aware, Mountain Dew Baja Blast, the flavor, previously it was only really available in like Taco Bell when you'd go to the drive-thru, and I loved it. Whenever I'd go to Taco Bell drive-thru, I'd be like, what is this mysterious soda that is only being offered here? And I'm happy to be the man announcing that Baja Blast is now in stores nationwide, cans and bottles. You can get it anywhere, which is like, what a thrill. So I'm here conveying that message. I host a radio show with the Odyssey app that...
Oh,
yeah,
we're owned by Odyssey.
Oh, great. Yeah. So there's good synergy here. And, like, you know, the drive from L.A. to Vegas is a little bit boring. So it's like, you know, it's me telling stories, picking my favorite songs. It's just something to listen to along that drive.
So we will definitely eventually get a new season of Dave.
Yeah, I'm still alive. So yeah. As long as, you know, I'd have to, if some, you know, my life is going on. Maybe you're writing an episode right now, you know. Something crazy would have to happen.
I know Rich Eisen. I know he's been on it. If you want to put me on an episode, I would not say no. I will not have any tough negotiations there.
All right, we'll keep your money low.
Well, 1 cent. I'm good.
Yeah.
Before we let you run, here's the multi-million dollar question of the week. Will they get engaged eventually? Not after the game, just eventually. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Great question. I have no inside insight to this, so this is just me from afar. It feels like they're meeting each other at the right time. It feels like they're both at that age where they're ready to settle down. So I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say yeah, but they're going to get divorced. No, I'm joking. They're not going to get divorced.
I'm going to say yeah. We've just started this today. A lot of yeses, a few maybes. No one has said no yet.
What's this right here? No.
Yeah, well, no one said it yet.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go yes. I think they are going to get in. But who the hell? I don't know. I have no idea. I've never been around them. They seem like, look, it seems like, you know, you're dating Taylor Swift. You probably better have your own going on, too.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And so he is the Taylor Swift at what he does. And I think they both probably complement each other well, and I think they both have such mutual respect for each other, and they both seem like really good people at the end of the day.
Well, a pleasure to meet you. Best of luck with everything, and thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.